Hi. It's me. I know you didn't really expect me, and it's been a couple of months since we last talked. But I hope it isn't too much of a shock. I just haven't been able to get you out of my head. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit down right here. Maybe sitting down will help me calm down and collect my thoughts a bit. Because, boy oh boy, has my mind been running at 1,000 miles an hour. Yeah. Same old me. So, how have you been? My mom came to visit me the other day. They're moving out of the neighborhood. Moving vans are scheduled for tomorrow and everything. Guess they figured they might as well sell the childhood home if there weren't any more children living in it. Yeah. Anyway, she was doing some cleaning around the house and she found a whole bunch of things in my room that she wanted me to keep. Photos from when we were younger, little trinkets and gizmos that used to be my whole world. I kind of started packing light after I moved out of town for college, and, you know, I had to leave all my teddy bears behind. I figured it was time to move past those, but I guess I forgot some of the important stuff. I'm guessing you sorta did the same. I was actually at your place the other day for dinner. Your mom showed me a room, and it was almost like you never moved out. Do you ever think about when we were kids? I mean, we still are kids, but we used to have so much fun. I still think about it a lot, you know? Running away from everything. We kept making plans about it each year at the end of summer camp, remember? I think something about being in nature just really got the oonga boonga caveman instincts running like crazy. Yeah. What was it that we said we'd do? Oh yeah, we'd run off into the woods together, build a little hut or something, and live the rest of our lives off the grid. Maybe even start a family. You always laughed it off. And I'd laugh along with you, too, but a part of me hoped that you were laughing because you thought I would be weirded out and that you actually wanted it. To be with me and not have a care for the rest of the world. Just naive teen things, you know? I wonder what would have happened if we actually did it. Do you think we would have lasted? My survival skills probably wouldn't be anything worth writing home about, but I'm sure you would have protected me. Yeah. You're always super protective of me. Even when you were shy about showing it. You were adorable. My mom would gush about it all the time. She thought that we would get married one day, and I always shot her down. I think a part of it was just me being too afraid to accept my feelings for you. But here's some of the main reasons why you've been on my mind. Remember how we made that little promise? How we'd always have each other's back? No matter where we ended up. I'd always wanted to go out into the big, bad world and pursue my dreams, and you had your own goals. You even gave me that little ukulele at the end of our high school graduation to remind me, and we didn't see each other for a bit after that. Until that one day, 4 months ago, I was visiting home and you came knocking on my door. It was a rainy night, and you were soaked beyond exhaustion. You just looked like you needed a hug. I remember it like it was yesterday. Holy shit, dude. Are you okay? You're soaked. Come inside. Please. You might catch a cold. Okay, hold on a sec. Here, we just did the laundry, so the towels are fresh. Hey, it's okay. You don't have to tell me anything. But do you need a hug? Do you think you're gonna be okay? Come here, you. It's okay. I've got you. You're safe. I'm here, and I'm not leaving. I'm here. I'm here. You're gonna be okay. Let's go to my room. My parents might be coming home soon. We'll have more privacy there. You silly, why do you look so nervous? You've been in my room before. I guess it has been a while. But everything's all the same. Even my teddy bears are there, look. The ukulele? Oh, I brought it with me to college. Yeah, I know I said I was packing lightly, but I wanted to keep the things that meant a lot to me. Come on, sit down on my bed. You look like you're about to collapse right now. You don't have to talk about anything. You can just get some rest, okay? Yeah, the bed is pretty small. Don't worry, I can stay on the couch for the night. It wouldn't be the first time, and I'm sure my parents would understand. Oh, you want me to stay? Hi. Yeah, super small bed. Sorry if I'm scooching in too close. You're still shivering like crazy. Oh, sure. You can cuddle me a little, if it helps you. Wow. I never realized how pretty your eyes are. There's a hidden profundity in the way that they sparkle. They look a little sad, but hopeful, like they're fighting for something, but they're conflicted. You see that in my eyes too. I guess I am. do that again. Yeah. Put your hands under my dress. Do you feel that? I'm so wet for you right now. Just keep rubbing that spot. Yeah. Just like that. You can slip a finger in. Please, I want. This feels so good. Oh my god. I have never been this wet before. Do you feel that? The way my pussy is throbbing against you. Clenching on your fingers. Is this why you wanted to come over? You feel so good inside me. You know, if that's what you wanted, you always could have asked me. You always would have said yes. I can't take it. I can't take it. Fuck, I can't take it. You feel so good. I love feeling you pressed up against me. Okay, I'm sensitive. Fuck, slow down for a sec. You're looking a bit tense there. Let's get those pants off you. I want to make you feel good. And I'm gonna get this dress off too. I just think it's getting in the way at this point. Beautiful too. So hard. Let me just scooch down here and why don't we do something about that? actually doing this. Have you ever fantasized about this? Having my pretty little mouth wrapped around your cock? Swirling my tongue around the head like this? I feel like you have. Let's see what else I can do. Louder, baby. Don't worry. I don't care if anyone here. Tell me. What do you want me to do? This is turning me on so much. I love knowing that I'm doing this to you. Just started thrusting into me, and I feel like you're getting bigger in my mouth. So good, I swear. I love making you feel good. I just love feeling you down my throat. But I think I know something even better we can do. I want you inside me. I need it. Take me. I have no idea what's come over me, but I feel hot all over, and I just really, really need you right now. You can get on top of me. I'm all yours. Oh my god. You're so deep. You're inside me. Harder. Go as hard as you can. I want this to be a night we'll never forget. Please, just give it to me. You can grab my hips. Don't worry, you can be rough. I can take it. If only for you. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Just. The way you're thrusting into me. The way my body feels against yours. I can feel you throbbing. I'm getting even. I'm getting even tighter around you now. Please don't stop. Rubbing my clit. So mean. No. Don't stop. Just like that. Exactly like that. Just... hold me down and get even faster. Holy shit. I'm gonna come soon. You're gonna come too. Right. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Come with me. I want you to come with me. Of course you're going to. Oh yeah. You're gonna come inside me. Come inside me. Please. I need it. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna come soon. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Inside me for a bit. Please don't let go of me just yet. Just feel me clenched around you. My spiel. It's a lot. I'm realizing that right now. But even if you don't feel the same way, I just wanted to sing you a song before I go. I brought the ukulele you got me and everything. Here goes. Somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lived within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me, yeah, I remember how we used to watch Toy Story 2 all the time. You said it was the best one in the series, and whenever we got to that scene, You'd replay that song over and over. At one point, your dad saw that all we'd done all day was watch Toy Story, and he literally forced us outside to touch some grass. But that's not the only reason I sang that for you. I also wanted to let you know one thing before I go. After that last night we saw each other, you had an accident. Two accidents, actually. One of them cost your life, and the other one. It'll be 4 months soon. We just found out that she's a girl. Mom told me not to keep her. She still thinks I shouldn't. But I had to. I was terrified, don't get me wrong, but a part of me was relieved. I don't know if I'm crazy for saying that, but I feel like you would have wanted her too. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be a good mom. I had to take a semester off school just to see it through. But I want to see it through. And I'm gonna try my hardest to make sure that she's the happiest little girl ever. I mean, I'm kidding. She is. She's ours. I know she's gonna be great, and we're gonna do you proud. Okay? I hope you like the flowers I got. You deserve a little something pretty. We'll see you on the other side, okay? We'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I know we'll meet again somehow.